Shalom Aleichem to everybody. I've noticed over the years that there is significant debate, machlokas, confusion surrounding the Birchas HaGomel. If one has an operation, a surgery, a procedure, if one travels by train, plane, automobile, if one is traveling by sea or by midbar, a person has been incarcerated and jailed. So the Gemara tells us, Maseches Brachos Naftun Dalet, there are four circumstances when one makes the Birchas HaGomel, which we will discuss. However, contemporarily, because we have different forms of transportation, different types of procedures, and different circumstances that the Gemara was referring to and that are Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, many question and many are not clear when specifically and exactly the Birchas HaGomel should be recited. The Birchas HaGomel, of course, is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing one to be safe, for allowing one to be in a position where he has been saved from a particular predicament, from a situation that was dangerous. And therefore, what we will discuss this morning is when, how should the Birchas HaGomel be recited. However, it goes back to a pasuk in the Torah. Parshas Tzav, Sefer Vayikra, the Torah tells us that one of the forms of a Korban Shlamim is the Korban Todah. Korban Todah is a Korban of Thanksgiving, and Rashi tells us in Parshas Tzav that there are four types of people who would bring a korban todah. Says Rashi, "Im al dvar hoda al neis shenaaselo." If a particular miracle occurred to a person, kugon yor dehayam, you cross the sea, the dangerous sea. Vaholche midbarios, a person travels across the desert. Chavushe beis haasurim, somebody's been incarcerated in jail. Vecholesh nesrape, somebody who's been sick, who's been healed. Shem tzrichim lehodos, each of these four people have to praise and to thank a God, and therefore they bring a korban todah. Why do they have to thank and why do they have to praise God? Because the Gemara tells us, Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Dalet, Rashi quotes it, because of each of these circumstances, the Torah tells us, Yodu Lashem Chazdo v'nifloosav livnei Adam v'yizbuchu zivchei Todah, Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Kav Zayim, Psukim Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis. Each of these people, somebody who's crossed the sea, somebody who's crossed the desert, somebody who's been incarcerated and jailed, and somebody who's been sick and has been healed, the Torah tells us, the Psukim in Tehillim, Yodu Lashem Chazdo v'nifloosav livnei Adam v'yizbuchu zivchei Todah. You have to offer a korban, a thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from saving one from each of these predicaments. The Netziv in his Emek Davra and these psukim, the korban todah, in Parshas Tzav, also reveal something fascinating about this korban. What's unique about the korban shlam is that it's only nechal liyom v'layla, one day and one evening, much shorter than other korbanos and other korbanos shlamim particularly. More than that, the Torah tells us that you have to bring chalos lechem. You have to have much bread with it. Asks the Netziv, what is it about this korban, the korban todah specifically, that has these two unique characteristic traits? Number one, you bring a lot of bread and you eat a lot of bread with the korban todah, as well as the fact that it's only for a shorter amount of time. And explains the Netziv that the point and the purpose of the korban todah is to publicize and to share the miracle and the salvation that occurred to you. And the way to do that is by giving a lot of bread that you could invite other people to eat with you, to share your story and to tell about the miraculous events and the recovery and the salvation that has occurred. And therefore, you only have a limited time to eat it because you want a lot of people to come to eat the bread, to share the story with, and only for a shorter amount of time so that everybody knows what has occurred. You don't want this to become any longer process, but you want to share the events with everybody, make a big party and bring a big korban in order that the bread could be eaten and people will come, everybody will eat and everybody will hear. L'da'avoneinu, to our chagrin today, we don't have the korban todah. Shibani beis hamikdash from here, will be zocha to the korban todah. However, nonetheless, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, even though we don't have a korban todah, there is still a way to recognize a salvation and a miracle that has occurred. And therefore, the Gemara tells us, arba, tzrichim lehodos, there are four types of people that have to praise and thank Hashem. Yorde hayam kishe alu mimenu, a person who has traveled across the sea and has made it to the other side. Holche midbarios kishyagiu liyishuv, somebody who has traveled across a desert and has made it now into safe territory. Chole vinisrape, somebody who's been sick and has been healed. And finally, number four, Mishaya Chavush Bebesa Asurim Vyatza, somebody who has been incarcerated and jailed and now is free. Note, by the way, and this is a lashon on the Gemara, Brachos Nandalat Paskin and Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Simon Reishiyot Es, each of these circumstances, the only time that the bracha is to be recited is when one is healed completely, when one has crossed the sea, and olu mimenu. When you've crossed the desert, kishi agil yishuv chole vinnis rape. Only once the salvation has been complete and one has entered into a safe zone, in a safe territory, completely healed, completely on the other side of the sea, completely out of the desert and in a safe territory, in each of those circumstances, only when the danger has passed and you have successfully maneuvered through HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping to get you where you need to go, it's at that point when the bracha is to be recited. Shulchan Aruch continues and tells us, v'siman echa, there's a way to remember these four. The Torah tells us, the pasuk, v'chol hachayim yodu chasela, everybody who's alive shall give praise to Hashem. Pasuk that we recite in Shmon Esrei three times a day. V'chol hachayim, anybody who's alive, yodu chasela, should praise Hashem. And the word chayim, arashe tevos, ches, chavush, yud, yisurim, Yud, Yom, and Mem, Midbar. The four types of people that praise, that thank Hashem for their life. For Chayim, Chavush, who've been incarcerated and have been redeemed. Yesurim, somebody who's been sick and is no longer. Somebody who's made it across the Yam and is now in safe territory, as well as Midbar. Therefore, those are the four types of people who are going to make this bracha. There are three significant machloksim between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Machloksim between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim that the Shulchan Aruch records here in Siman Reish Yutes. Let's go through each of these three in Machloksim, and then we'll have a better sense of the bracha of a gomel and when to make it under contemporary circumstances. The last se'if in Siman Reish Yutes is Siftes. And the Mechaber quotes two opinions whether these four are exhaustive or not. Is this an exhaustive list of these four people who are supposed to make the Berachas HaGomel, or could others also make it? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Yutes, Siftes, Hani Arba Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka, these four. It's not just somebody who's been sick and has been healed, not just somebody who's gotten out of jail, not somebody who's crossed the sea and crossed the Midbar and has gotten out. Lav Dafka, these four. Duhu Adin L'misha Nasin Lo Nes, anybody who had a miracle occur to him. Kugon Shanafal of Kosel, a wall falls on somebody. Nitzal Midrisa Shorniki Chosav, somebody's trampled by a shore and has become out alive. Shamad Alav Beir, Arye Latorfu, a lion has tried to eat you up and you're safe. Oim Ganovim Bolo, or Shodre Laila, Venitzal Mahemachol Kayotzvizer, robbers, Ganovim have tried to enter your home and you've been successfully saved from them. Kulam Tzrichim Levar Chagomel, here the Mechaber quoting the opinion of the Tshuvas HaRivash, Simin Shinlam, and Zayin says that those four that the Gemara enumerates are lav dafka. It's not an exhaustive list, but those are only examples of dangerous circumstances and situations. And therefore, any other circumstance, if there's a danger with an animal, if there's a danger with a robber, if there's any dangerous predicament or circumstance that you have become saved from, kulam tzrichim levarach hagomel. That's the first opinion quoted in the Mechaber. The Mechaber quotes a second opinion, and this is the opinion of the Avu Jerham, as well as the Or Chaim, who writes, ein mevarachim hagomel el al hani arba dafka. It's only these four. Because those four are the most common, and the other ones are not common. Therefore, the only time that the Shulchan Aruch and Chazal recorded that there's a rechi of bracha is the things that occur regularly. And these four things happen regularly. Incarceration, a person is jailed, a person crosses a sea or a midbar, a person sick and has become healed. Yeshomer Shem Avarcha Magoma Elahani Arba Dafka. And then the Shulchan Aruch concludes, V'tov Levarch B'la Haskar Shem Malchus. You may recite a bracha on all four and more, but without Shem Malchus, the Mishnah Berurah. Siman Reish Yutes, Sifkatan Lamed Beis, Paskins, that the best way to go is like the first opinion, Hachronim Kasvu, Da Minuk Kisvar Rishon, the custom is to Paskin, that it's Lav Dafka, these four, and all four and beyond. Anytime a person is saved from a difficult predicament and circumstance, one is permitted, can, and should recite Berchas HaGomel with Shema Malchus. This is the opinion of the Taz, Siman Reish Yutes, Sifkatan Zayin, the opinion of the Bach, Siman Reish Yutes, Sifhei, and the opinion of the Levush and the Eli Rabba, both of them here, and Siman Reish Yutes. Thus, that's the first machlokas the Mechaber has, quoting two opinions in the Rishonim, and as the Mishnah Berurah posits, the custom is that it's lav dafka, these four. It's not an exhaustive list, but rather even things that happen above and beyond these four, a bracha should be recited as well. In Sif Ches, in Siman Reish Yutes, again, the Mechaber notes a machlokas regarding choli. What type of sickness are we talking about that is required to make the bracha of a gomel? So the Mechaber says, b'kol choli, any sickness, tzarech levarech, afilu einu choli shel sakana, even though a person is not a choli shel sakana, v'lo maka shel chalal, there's no internal damage, Kol she'ala l'mita v'yarad. Anybody who's gotten into bed and who's been sick enough to be in bed, mipnei she'domek kamo she'halu l'gardom. This is similar to a situation where a person is not well enough that on Hilchos Shabbos you're required to be mechalel Shabbos. The Mechaber says in each of those circumstances you're permitted to make the bracha v'gomel. However, the Ramah argues, and the Ramah here in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Yotes of Ches says yeshomer de'eino mevarech rak al choli she'ish bo sakana. The only time you're going to make a birchas agomel is if there's a situation of life and death. Choli sheish bo sakana, kagon maka shel chalal. There's internal damage. There's a serious operation. There's a serious situation that a person is heart, the lung, the kidneys, the liver, significant surgeries, heavy operations where there's a real danger of life and death in those circumstances. That's when the birchas agomel should be recited. And the Ramah concludes and says, V'chein nohagim b'ashkenaz. This is the custom in Ashkenaz, and therefore our psak, based upon what the Mishnah Berurah says, as well as the Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Halicha Shlomo Hilchos Tefila Perek Chav Gimel says, the only time you're going to make a birchas hagomel is in a circumstance when a person is in real significant danger. Usually we say that that's a situation where one has gone under general anesthesia. If there's general anesthesia, that's typically considered to be a situation of danger. That's called a makah shel chalal, and that's when a brach will be recited, the Birchas Hagomel. But if it's something that is not terribly dangerous, in that circumstance, you will not make the Birchas Hagomel. There's a third machlokas between the Mechaber and the Raman, Siman Reish Yotes, Sif Zayin. Says the Mechaber, Ba'ashkenaz v'tzorfas ein mevorchem kishahochem y'alir. Let's say you're traveling from city to city, you're getting in your car, you're driving from point A to point B. The Mechaber says that the opinion of the Chachmei Ashkenaz and Tzarfas, those French rabbis, and the opinion of those Rabbanim Rishonim of the great Ashkenazi communities, Shlochivu el b'holchim midbarios. The only time you have to make a Berchas Hagomel is when you're traveling across the sea. You're traveling across the Midbar, where there's real significant danger, life and death. However, the Mechaber continues and says that the Sfaradim, ubisfara noagim levarach, the custom of Sfarad is to make such a Berchas Hagomel, even if you're traveling from point A to point B. Mipnei shekol hadrachim b'chezka sakana. All paths, all ways have some level of sakana in them. Of course, if you're going less than a parsa, says the Mechaber, you're not going to make a bracha. But nonetheless, the Birchas Hagomel, according to the Sephardic custom that the Mechaber quotes, is even to make a Birchas Hagomel if you're going from point A to point B, as long as it's more of a significant trip, no different than Tfilas Aderech, the Sephardim do make the Birchas Hagomel, but our custom, the custom of Ashkenaz, is not to do so. So therefore, these three machloksim really get to the core of Birchas Hagomel. What Birchas Hagomel really is a situation where one is in danger, real danger, and one has emerged from that danger. Those are circumstances when the Birchas Hagomel will be recited. But if they're not dangerous circumstances, then the Birchas Hagomel will not be recited. For example, the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Siman Reish Yotes and the Ber Halacha notes that when the Mechaber says that you make a Birchas Hagomel upon emerging from the sea safely, that's only talking about an ocean, or a real large, large body of water where there is real danger that could take place. But a nahar, a river, somebody's going on a boat on a river, or somebody's crossing a river, you would not recite the Birchas Hagomel because there is no significant danger when it comes to crossing a river, whether you're swimming in a river, whether you're taking a boat out in a river. But if you're taking a boat, or if you're traveling by sea or across a midbar, in those circumstances, even if there is no danger did occur, you still will recite a Birchas Hagomel because those places are inherently dangerous. And that's what gets to the core of the Yesod and the common denominator of these four examples that the Gemara brings, as well as our Psak, based upon the Mishnah Berurah, that we're going to make a Birchas Hagomel on any difficult or any dangerous, real, significant, dangerous situation. So if you're crossing the sea and you are successfully on the other side, it's a yam, dafkan ocean specifically. When you get to the other side, you're going to make a bracha, but not on a nahar. When you cross a very dangerous desert and you get to the other side, again, you'll make a bracha, but only a midbar and not on a derech, not on a highway or a byway, because typically, statistically speaking, as we know, that's not as dangerous, that's not as significant. And therefore, if you get to the other side of the midbar, you will make a bracha. Somebody who's really sick, chole v'nisrape, not somebody who's just been in bed, somebody's had the flu, or somebody's had a strep, or if somebody even goes in and out of the hospital, that's not considered a significant enough reason to recite the Birchas Hagomel. It's only if somebody had a serious, significant operation, procedure, and has been recipient of general anesthesia, cholev in isrape, and the same thing is true when it comes to chavush bebesa, asur v'yatzav, a person who's been incarcerated. The Be'er Halacha, the beginning of Simon Reishit Test, talks about what type of jail are we talking about, and what type of reason for the jail inmate, why is he there? So the Mishnah Berurah says, in the Be'er Halacha, we're only talking about someone who's placed in a very dangerous jail, where their life is in jeopardy. Some jails are very dangerous, and maybe you've been jailed because you're on death row, or maybe you've been jailed because of a terrible crime that's been committed. But if a person is in jail, and it's not a dangerous situation, or a person has not been placed in jail because that person did something that is dangerously wrong, in those circumstances, a Birchas HaGomel will not be recited. Worthwhile to take a look in the Sefer Halicha Shlomer B'Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Psakim, that his grandsons quote in his name. In the 24th Parak, Parak Chavdal, in the beginning, he has significant Psakim regarding this bracha. First of which that's important to note is the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. The Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Siman Reish Tes says that women, Nashim, are not accustomed to making the Berachas HaGomel. That's what the Mishnah Berurah recites, and the Chazon Ish takes a similar position quoted by the Stipler, his nephew, in his Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, Kasu Achronim, Hatam Mishum Nashim, Minaga Olam Shein Mevarchim, says the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Reish Tes, Sivkatan Gimel. They don't make this bracha. Typically, this bracha is recited in front of 10 by Kriya Satorah when there's a large crowd. It's not the way of a woman to make this bracha when there is such a large crowd. And therefore, women typically do not make this bracha. That's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. That is the opinion of the Chazon Ish. However, not everybody agrees, and there are different opinions. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Perek Chavdalin, Sif Dalin, and Halicha Shlomo and his Sefer and Tefillah writes, Aminig B'Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, She'eledes Mivareches HaGomel, Kesha'akrovim Mis'asfim V'Beis. The custom Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, says of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, is that women do make the bracha of HaGomel after childbirth, after a successful birth, Bezos Hashem, that people gather in her house, and she will make the bracha of HaGomel. However, Al Shar Chiyuvim Ein Anoshim Mivarchos, specifically when it comes to childbirth and a recovered woman after childbirth, when people gather in her house and she's in a circumstance, in a situation where she's feeling better and she's feeling up to it, then she does recite the Berachas HaGomel. However, these are not the only opinions. The Mishnah Berurah, Chazon Ish, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, there are other Rabbanim who have emphatically stated that the custom in their communities is indeed to recite the Bracha of HaGomel. So narrow, Pashte, every community does as is the custom of that community. Some women make the bracha of HaGomel following davening. Some women make a bracha in other circumstances. And depending upon the communal custom, that is what should be done regarding a woman making the Berachas HaGomel. Contemporarily, another question that's discussed by Gedolei HaPoskim is, what about a plane? Should the bracha of HaGomel be recited on the plane? The opinion of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, again, here in Perek Chavdalet, Sif Hei, as well as the Igros Moshe Feinstein, or Achaim, Chelik Beis, Simon Tes, is that the bracha of HaGomel should be recited on the plane. Even if you're not going over water, even if you're not going over a midbar, nonetheless, the bracha should be recited, and explains Rav Moshe Feinstein in his tshuva that the reason for that is that a plane is inherently dangerous, no different than being in a boat, no different than going through a midbar, through a desert. A plane is not a place that is a normal place of existence. You can't live on a plane forever. And a plane is not a place where human beings live. It's only a transportation. It's only a plane to get from point A to point B. And therefore, because a plane is not in a stable situation, and a plane is just going through the air, says Rav Moshe, that the bracha of HaGomel should be recited, that I believe has become more of the common custom today, the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, even though there were Gedolei Yisrael, who posited that a bracha should not be recited when you go on a plane. Nonetheless, if you take a plane and you go from point A to point B, when you get to point B, you'll make the Gomel. When you return back from point B and you arrive in your destination, your place of departure back in point A, again, the Bracha of HaGomel will be recited. Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Vav, in Simen Reish Tes, that when you do recite this Bracha of HaGomel, however, you only have Nachon Shlo La'acher Shlosha Yam. You shouldn't procrastinate reciting this Bracha more than 3 days. So if a person is sick and is better, a person crosses the sea, a person crosses the desert, a person gets off of a plane, so there are 3 days that you have for that bracha to be recited. Once 3 days pass, that's it. The Adzman Zeh, says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chaf, Karui Ba Min HaDerech. At that point, it's considered to be that you're finished traveling. And once 3 days pass, you're ready back in your normal situation. And therefore, in that circumstance, a bracha should not be recited. And even in a situation where you can't make the bracha by Kriyas HaTor, which the Shulchan Aruch says you should, because that's when you have a largest crowd, and that's when there's a larger crowd, and that's when people will be able to say and respond and recognize the miracle that has occurred. Nonetheless, the bracha post 3 days is not lechatchila to be recited. Furthermore, Shlomo Zalman Obrach writes, Halicha Shlomo Perek Chavdala Sif Aleph, Chiyav Birchas Agomel Hurak Kishepogabo HaSakana Mamish. Only when there's a real, real danger. Avalam Rak HaYakarov LaSakana V'Nitzel Hamena Enem Avarach. If you've been saved and the danger never actually occurred, you will not recite the Birchas Agomel. Explains Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that the Birchas Agomel means you were in a difficult circumstance, you were in a dangerous predicament, and you were saved from it. However, if the danger never occurred and you sort of got out of the danger, then a Birchas Agomel will not be recited. And says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in a circumstance where two cars are about to crash and they don't, a Birchas Agomel will not be recited. If a bomb is thrown and a soldier luckily maneuvers to get out of the way, again, the Birchas Agomel will not be recited, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, because there wasn't danger that you were saved from. Only once there is a dangerous situation and the dangerous situation goes away and you're safe, you cross the sea and you're now safe. You've crossed the desert and you're now safe. You were sick and now you're safe. You were in jail and now you're out of jail. Because there was danger and no longer is there danger, that's when you recite the Birchas Agomel. But if the dangerous situation never occurred and it was bypassed in any of those circumstances, in any of those situations, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arach, a Birchas Agomel will not be recited. Therefore, a person has to understand and know when to recite the bracha. It's important to recite it, and says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, again, Perek Chavdala, Sivches, let's say you're not sure, you're Mesupak, like many of the situations that we have been discussing. You're not sure. Should you recite a Berchas Agomel? Should you not recite a Berchas Agomel? So says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Perek Chav Gimel, Sif Ches HaMesupak Im Chayav Berchas Agomel. Somebody's not sure. He's Mesupak. Should I recite Berchas Agomel? Should I not? Every morning we recite the Berchas HaShachar, and at the end of the Berchas HaShachar we say Baruch Atah Hashem HaGomel Chasadim Tovim LeAmo Yisrael. Since you recite the bracha every single day with Shem U'Malchus, with Hashem's name, and if you're not sure if you need to recite a Berchas HaGomel or not, you don't want to make a bracha levatala. Therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Arach, recite that bracha with in mind and with intention that that is the reason that you're reciting it. If it's possible to recite that bracha with 10 people, like the Shulchan Aruch says, that you should recite this bracha in front of many, many people, therefore that is the best thing to do. So therefore, when it comes to travel, when it comes to childbirth, when it comes to medical procedures, we have discussed when, how the Birchas Agomel should be recited. We have shown that there are significant machloksim between the Mechaber and the Ramah regarding whether or not this list of four is exhaustive or not. What type of procedure, what type of sickness a person should recite the Birchas Agomel or not. Whether you travel from city to city by car, should you recite a bracha or not. And we have shown that our psak, the psak of Ashkenaz, Anu Yotzim Yad Rama, is that this four are not dafka. It's lav dafka, like the psak in the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, in any dangerous circumstance, situation that one has emerged from, the Birchas Agomel may be recited. However, as the Ramah says, the Minig Ashkenaz is only to say it if there's a real sickness, a real procedure, a real life and death situation where there has been general anesthesia that has been administered. Those are circumstances where you should recite the Birchas Agomel. And not when you travel from point A to point B by car. Not when you travel across a nahar, across a river. Not when you're placed in jail because of a semi-dangerous circumstance. But only when it really is a danger. And therefore, that's the reason that when you cross the sea, cross the desert, or even if you don't cross the sea or desert by plane, the bracha of Agomel should be recited, because we consider that, as Rav Moshe Feinstein says, to be a dangerous situation to be in. Kadosh Baruch Hu should protect us, should guard us, to look after us, and then we should all be zocha when we are in circumstances, as recorded in Shulchan Aruch, that we make the bracha of Agomel l'chayavim tov v'shigmane kantov, that people hear it, that people understand, and that an amin is recited on it, and the response is mishigmalcha kol tov v'igmal kol tov selah, that the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent to that individual safety, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given that person a bracha, that he has received a health call and a situation where they are in better shape, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to send klal Yisrael bracha v'atzlacha siyata d'shmaya dvarim tovim Ad Biaskol, Tzadik Bimher V'meinu, wishing everybody a wonderful day.